AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. House Republicans elected a Trump loyalist to their leadership ranks in hopes of calming a leadership fight. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
New York's Elise Stefanik has been promoted to the party's number three post, replacing Liz Cheney, who has ripped the ex-president's false election fraud claims. Stefanik's become an avid Trump defender who amplified many of the claims, while some Republicans are trying to pull the party away from him.
I believe that voters determine the leader of the Republican Party, and President Trump is the leader that they look to. I support President Trump.
But Stefanik's promotion is unlikely to ease GOP tensions quickly, with many hard-right conservatives saying her centrist voting record makes her a bad fit for party leadership. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A House panel has reached an agreement to form a bipartisan commission to investigate the January attack on the Capitol. Lawmakers are considering how to toughen security after hundreds of former President Donald Trump supporters pushed past police. Israeli aircraft leveled a multi-story building housing a bank affiliated with Hamas in Gaza City. It was the third Hamas bank destroyed in Israeli airstrikes. Hamas says it launched a drone attack targeting an Israeli chemical plant near a kibbutz in southern Israel. Jens Larkey with the UN Office of Humanitarian Affairs says the situation there is not good.
In the Gaza Strip, home to an estimated 2 million Palestinians, hostilities are also having an impact on access to water, sanitation, health care.
Two men were killed, a third person injured in an explosion at an Oklahoma dam where they were doing maintenance work. U.S. Marshals say a fugitive wanted in the killing of a Yale graduate student in Connecticut in February has been arrested in Alabama. Japan is further expanding the coronavirus state of emergency, currently in Tokyo and now nine other areas, just over 2 months away from the start of the Tokyo Olympics. This is AP News. A run on gas is getting worse in some places.
Washington, D.C. and Virginia are now among the hardest hit areas following that cyber attack that forced the nation's largest gasoline pipeline to shut down for a few days. Almost 9 out of 10 gas stations in D.C. have no gas. Fuel is now flowing again through the Colonial Pipeline. It delivers almost half of the gasoline they use on the East Coast. Industry analyst Richard Joswick says things should be back to normal next week if the pipeline restart goes as planned and if consumers are convinced they don't have to panic buy fuel. We're not out of the woods yet, he said, but the trees are thinning out. I'm Rita Foley.
Ireland's health service shut down its IT systems after being targeted in a ransomware attack by what it called international criminals. Appointments and elective surgeries were canceled at several hospitals in Ireland. The disruption could last for days. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.